Welcome to the Get Set Free Now show with Patty Cepeda, doing business from a kingdom perspective.
You are a world changer.
Keeping God's ways first in all she does. In her field, Patty is the number one motivator, educator, and inspirer on the planet.
When you're on fire with enthusiasm, people will come from miles around to watch you burn.
A self-made millionaire, stay-at-home mother of five, married 30 years to her best friend, Patty gives all glory to God.
I didn't do it. God did it. I was just obedient to the call.
She's humble, fun, inspiring, and loves to help people.
And I take it very serious because this is a huge responsibility.
Feel confident to sit under a godly authority with wisdom and teaching that will heighten your awareness to keep everything in kingdom perspective.
I get so fired up to set people free.
Join Patty as she gives you the keys to set you free. And now, let's get to the show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Get Set Free Now with Patty Cepeda. I'm Mike Lenz. Hope all is well in your world, and we are thrilled to have you be with us again today. Today, Patty, I know you want to discuss the idea of making sure that we're trusting in the Lord with all of our heart and the importance of walking in authority. So let's talk about that today.
Absolutely. Mike, welcome everybody. Welcome to the broadcast today. And we'll just start with Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 7. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. So that's the gist of what I want to cover today. I think sometimes in our pride really is what it is. We think we know so much. And I always remind everybody, remember when Jesus walked the earth, everybody wanted to be around Jesus except those that thought they knew everything. And that's kind of an alert to keep ourselves on guard. And then what happens is we're submitted and we're humbled. Like it says in 1 Peter 5, it talks about how it says, therefore, and I always say, whenever you see in the Bible, therefore, just think about what is that therefore, that therefore. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And so how do we humble ourselves? You know, I'm not going to worry about things. It talks about, Jesus talks about, look, the sparrows, he takes care of the sparrows. What? How much more will he take care of us? And to be able to just remember that the most important thing we can do is seek him with all of our heart and realize that he has us. That, you know, even as you think of times that things may have come against you, and how did you walk out of those encounters safely? Like we were discussing right before the call, Mike. I mean, within about a month or so of time had elapsed at the end of last year, I had two incidences that could have taken my life in a heartbeat. One was the bike accident where I was flying down a hill, and I glanced down at my phone to see my distance and time, and my handlebar caught a garbage pail that was there, and I flipped on the top of my head. Praise God, we wouldn't be talking right now if I didn't have my helmet on. Hello, a little advertisement for helmets. And I walked away with the broken pinky. That's about it. You know, I was waiting to just see blood. I was calling my husband as fast as I could. It was very scary. I landed literally on top of my head as I flipped up over the handlebars onto my head.
Going fast, you said, too. You were going at a pretty fast pace.
Yeah, because I actually was almost at 20 miles. So I kind of did the loop of my cul-de-sac and headed down the decline. So I actually got up on the pedals and started to go like mad so I could keep my time. And that's when that happened. That was then. And then about a month or so later, we were at a boat show down at the convention center in Charlotte. And I went off the back of the boat. I stepped what I thought was going to be flat ground, but there was a seat at the end of the boat. Now, keep in mind, it's up on a trailer and it's on the concrete floor, right? So we're not in water, guys, but my foot goes down thinking it wasn't going to go down, and it went down about 3 feet and it lost my balance. And backwards off the boat, I flip and I'm about to, who knows, it felt like 10 seconds in the air. It was so slow motioned. And if I had flipped a little bit more, I would have broken my neck or landed on my head again. But what happened was, praise God, the angels were with me again. I landed at the top of my back, and yes, it did hurt. And I thought I had broken something, but nothing. And I walked away from that with not even a broken bone. So praise God. And I wonder, God, what's going on? But both of those times I glanced at my phone. So it was for me a heads up that God's saying, hey, get off your phone, would you? Mm-hmm. Pay attention. And I think that that's a hello for most people listening in today's day and age. We're kind of getting too attached to the things of this world, but to not worry. I say that because he's got every hair of our head counted, and no matter what type of attempts that the enemy may have on us, we have to remember that God has us and he can send a legion of angels to protect us at will. And that's the beautiful thing. I know I had another encounter where I actually was calling out of a woman something because she, and it was totally a word of knowledge. She was acting a little crazy. And it turned out that she did have some deliverance needs. And this woman came at me, and there was like an invisible wall as she started to attack me. I commanded a spirit of Jezebel out of her. And at that time, be honest with everyone, I didn't even know what that all meant. So it was totally a word of knowledge. And when she came to quote unquote attack me, because on that spirit, I come to find out it's murder and all sorts of nonsense that comes with it, control. But there was like an imaginary wall between us. It was weird. And so I think on this, and I say to myself, man, if I could show you, like if I pointed at my watch, it doesn't have to be an expensive watch. You might say you like it or you don't like it, doesn't matter. But I paid for it. And so I keep a watch on my watch, right? It's like that. It's like, but yet how much more did God pay for you, the listener, for me? He paid a price for us. And that price was a very big price. We attach value to price many times. And what was the value of him sending his own son to walk and die a death like he died, to be ridiculed, to be rejected, and to be beaten to unrecognizable, and shed his blood? And what is that, man? The blood of Jesus is what saves us. It really is the reason Jesus said that no one can come to the Father except through me, because it was his blood needed for us to call upon the name of Jesus to set us free. And that's the simplicity of the message. That's it. It's very simple. So how do we remain humble? Well, think about what I just said. That's kind of humbling to think about what he did for us. So if he did that for us, what more can we do? What can we do when the planet that we've been given today, if you see in Hebrews, it's like chapter after chapter, today, if you'll hear his voice, today is the day to take action, not tomorrow. People are dying today, right now, and going to hell because they don't know. Now you're hearing the evangelist in me, Mike. I'm so into people, but I think that's God's heart. But that doesn't mean that we all aren't pieces of the body. Guys, we're all pieces of the body. I might be this bold mouthpiece, but you might be the servant behind the scene. But you know what? If my pinky hurts, it's bothering my body. It's bothering me. And you might not be the mouthpiece, but maybe you're the pinky, and that pinky is very important. Or maybe you're the toe, which is causing us to have balance. Whatever it is that you're performing in the body, if one member hurts, the Bible says, then we all hurt. And that's because it's important that we realize that some of us maybe are more behind the scenes, and that's fine. Maybe you listening are a prayer warrior to keep people covered. Because that's powerful. Prayer is powerful. And then there's others that, you know, have more to give, maybe a mouthpiece, or they want to go and preach the gospel. But yet keep in mind that does command us in the word for all of us to go and to be that mouthpiece. And there's times when we live the life. Of course, we're living the life. People see our life, and you might be the only Bible that people read. You've heard people say that before. You may be the only Bible someone would read based on how you live, and that's a truth. However, then there's times where you need to also open your mouth and spit in the face of fear, because many times what's happening is people aren't spitting in the face of fear to go after something or say something because they're afraid. People are afraid, I'm gonna be honest, of what people think. What will they say? What will they do? Or they're afraid that they won't have the answer to, or they won't have more to say, or they don't know enough, or whatever the devil's popping up on your shoulder and whispering in your ear. It's the devil, because God promises he will fill our mouth. We don't have to worry about what we will say. The Bible says that he will fill our mouth with what to say. And if at the very least he's causing us to be humble and say, you know, that's the reason I said that, like many times I'll say, hey, you know, or I get a word for somebody and you know, I give it to somebody and we say, well, why do you say that? You know what? I'm learning to hear God's voice. And I heard that, but, you know, is that accurate for you? You know, I'm just learning to hear God. You can say that. I mean, it's okay to be humble in the process and then be available to have God use you and then listen, because the truth is, if he does it for anybody, he'll do it for you. If it's in the Bible, we're safe. I always say that, right? Is that he spoke to his people through dreams, visions, angels, word of knowledge. He's done that before, right? God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still doing that today. So we can hear his voice. We can actually have encounters with angels. As a matter of fact, sometimes it says, I'll put it in English, right? Just be nice to people because you never know. You might be entertaining angels unaware. Mm-hmm. You never know who it is that's around us or that we're speaking to. So I'm not going to worry about, you know, everything. Like, I think that's important, especially in today's day and age when everybody's striving for things and having things today and paying for it later. These are not God's ways, right? I mean, the truth is, You want to be available to serve him in all that we do and say and allow him to bless us, but then not allow the worries or the things on this earth to become our God, because the Bible says we cannot serve both God and mammon. So we're not going after earthly things and materialistic things, but God may bless you with those things. But and as long as it's not your God, you're good. But again, that's very important to stay on track and on point.
I want to get back to those moments that you had, because you had mentioned that they happen relatively close together. And you touched on the fact that there is spiritual attack that occurs. And what were the things that you were doing? You were looking down at your phone. So in the one hand, that's a lesson just for you, but it's also what you had said about how the use of these electronic devices and the use of our phones and how that may be a way that the spirits of the devil are manifesting themselves. So they understand that people are drawn to these devices. And the fact that, you know, you look down at your phone, in both instances, you were looking down at this device to see what was going on for some reason or another. And he used that moment to attack. And it's, you know, we have to be aware of that as well, because we're living in an earthly suit, as you say, but we are existing in a spiritual world where there are good spirits of good and spirits of evil. And we have to be aware of that. And we mentioned at the beginning of the show that, you know, walking in authority, it's really important that you walk in authority so you have that spiritual protection.
That's good. That's a good point. And even in Hebrews 12, it says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, not my phone.
Yeah.
The pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, you know, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And he has experienced everything we've experienced. But you're right, Mike. I mean, are we focused on him and what he did? And not getting distracted. And then too, is, was that a discipline? I don't know. Was that allowed in my life? You know, again, I walked away and, you know, I dare you, devil, touch me, because my God is protecting me, right? So my God has it. And woe to any demon. I always say demons are like little dogs with no teeth, football size. Just kick them. Get, you know, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The Bible says, and at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. So I just went through this. As a matter of fact, my daughter currently is has spent the last 5 weeks in Bali, just kind of doing our business over there. And she's 22 and traveling and having fun and with another friend and really bringing Jesus to the world. I'm so very proud of her. And she's actually has made a major impact for so many people along the way. And Bali can be a very new agey type of place. So she's bringing Jesus. And she then met somebody who invited her to come to Italy. So she flew to Milan, it's been there for the past week now, and is currently on her way to this side of the planet. So she was in London last I heard. But in Milan, she met with this family, this girl she met, and then she went over there and stayed with their family. And it was so reassuring because as a mom, I'm like, wait, who are these people? And, you know, you worry, you know, of course. And worry is, you know, it's like I wrote this down one time. Worry is me saying over and over, I'll get this figured out. You know, it's not trust. It's totally the opposite, right? Yep, yep. So I constantly am talking to myself when I'm talking to you and sharing, by the way. But she ended up in such a great place leading these. The father is Muslim. The mom is Catholic. And then the girls, they're open. And she ended up leading the girls to the Lord. And the father, who's never even attempted to speak English, or was, you know, they've had other visitors and never attempted to communicate, is so into and really enjoys Chelsea, and got on the phone with even trying to communicate with us. And it was just so good.
Oh, that's neat.
And so she called me, and the daughter was sharing some wacky encounters she had trying to get to sleep at night, and some of the things that happened in her dreams that were definitely demonic. And she wanted me to pray. So in the background, I said, well, first of all, is that a Buddha on your shelf back there? And she turned around, and because we were FaceTiming, she says, yes. I said, well, let's get rid of that first. Let's clean out the room a little bit first. And then she's, oh, okay. And, you know, and so she's right away, because she's so humble and so excited, because she's been, my daughter, Chelsea, has been witnessing to her. So she's getting, you know, faith comes by hearing by the word of God. And Chelsea's totally telling her the whole, you know, the whole story, which that's all we are, guys, is storytellers. Tell what Jesus did for us. That's it. And then she pulls off another something. I said, well, yeah, that's a Buddha too. Let's get rid of that one too. Oh, I picked that up in Bali, but she had no problem throwing these things out. And then we prayed and cleaned the room. And so I'm waiting for now to hear the end of the testimony, because I'm sure she'll sleep soundly from now on out as she learns. And Chelsea anointed the room with oil and her. And so it's like, that's what we're to do. Run the race with perseverance marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, knowing that we're dead to ourselves anyway. So who cares what people think? She turns out she had this blast in Milan and Florence, and she went all over Italy with them. And now she's just had a 6-hour layover in London. So I got the text this morning that she had the opportunity to go all over London on bike. And she's just having the time of her life, but she's meeting people all the while still building her business, because our business happens to be one where we're meeting people on a constant basis. But maybe you're listening and your business causes you to be in the same workplace on a daily basis. But do the people that you work with even know that you love Jesus? Do they even know? Or are they confused in the higher power and one with the earth and one, and we're going to become gods one day? Mike, some religions teach that we're all going to become gods, or some religions teach that women are less than, like that, or that different colors or races are less than other, like religions teach that. We've got to get to the core and realize, my goodness, God created us all equal. We're all the same. We all bleed red. It's that he came and wants relationship. God himself created each and every one of us and loves each and every one of us the same. It doesn't matter what you've done, even murder. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity today in today's day and age with abortion at an all-time high. The devil's behind all this. And if you're listening and you've had an abortion, you know, that doesn't mean you, it doesn't matter what your sin is. He'll forgive you if you're humble enough to come to him and give it to him and say that you know that you messed up. It doesn't matter if you've been raised in witches and raised doing all sorts of nonsense that's happening in the world around us today. It's all available if you'd like to educate yourself on some of these wild, crazy things. It's all available. But the truth is right now for a young believer is to run to Jesus and just know him. And the best way to know him, I always say, you hear me say this all the time, is to get into the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, even in Hebrews, it says, make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy, because without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. Afterward, as you know, when he wanted to inherit this blessing, he was rejected. Even though he sought the blessing with tears, he could not change what he had done. Now that's then. Today, Jesus gave us the opportunity, the entrance. He paid that price today by calling on the name of Jesus and sincerely asking and pleading for his forgiveness, God's forgiveness, pleading the blood of Jesus over these stupid things that we've done called sin, whatever they may be. And guys, even lusting after somebody is as the sin of adultery, according to the Bible, Jesus in red ink. The sin of hatred towards somebody is as the sin of murder. So that sin is no different than really killing someone. So, you know, whether you lie, steal, whatever it is, the key here is the more we get into the Word and know God, it's not about a rules-based thing. It's about having a relationship and knowing that you would never want to displease. You would never want to offend the Holy Spirit that lives in us. You want to be pleasing, a pleasing aroma, and then your focus stops becoming so me-orientated. And I know we're probably running out of time here today, Mike, but I know on Twitter today I posted about the past. We can't do anything about the past, but we can either use it to help others or we are using it to hinder our own self and others, quite honestly, because our past gives us the opportunity to speak about and help so many people who've gone through some of the stupid things that you've gone through. Do you think you're the only person that's gone through what you've gone through in your past? I think not. And it doesn't matter how bad it is. There's other people on this earth who need your testimony as you come out of that and are running towards Jesus who sets us free. It's the only way to be set free. And then to use that for their betterment instead of that internal focus on, oh, poor me, woe to me, this happened and now I live like this. And so you come, think about the two energies that I just exemplified in that example. You're either the person that's coming out of something and you're able to speak life to other people, or you're woe to me, poor me, pity me, everybody owes me something now. So which one are you? And I know I've got to be speaking to somebody out there, because we all come with stuff from our past that can help other people. And as we do that and our focus is on others and we love others, is that even, you know, God says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you're not disciplined and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate. Not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, We have all had human fathers who disciplined us and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So I do look at those couple of times where the phone maybe has taken precedence. I don't know what it was. Maybe I am on it too much. I look at it and I say, God, whatever it is, even if I approach a situation and there's people that rub me wrong that keep coming into my life, I always ask God, God, what is it in me that's causing this feeling? What is it in me that you're working on to learn to love, right? To really make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to love, because God is love. And as we look to become more and more like him and bring his love to the world, now we're loving people even where they're at, no matter what. So it doesn't matter if they don't believe like you believe. It doesn't matter if they're sinning and swearing and smoking and drinking and sleeping around. It doesn't matter. We're still to love them because that's where they're at right now. We can love them back into the kingdom. But by being the way some people come across, which is really harsh and judgmental, that's not helping the matter. If we just love them anyway and realize, look, who hasn't sinned? He who is without sin cast the first stone in the parable of the person that was caught in the act of adultery. And Jesus said that. He who is without sin cast the first stone. Do you, Mike, it's amazing to think how many of us have this judgmental, think about what you came out of. Maybe it wasn't this that you're looking at this person and causing a judgment on, or maybe you were raised in the church and you think, listen, re-examine yourself and realize we are all sinners and fall short of the glory of God. That's what the Bible says. But it also says to become more and more like Jesus. And as we do that, as we become more and more like Jesus, living in holiness, that's our ticket. As we become more and more holy and live in righteousness, that's what's going to change things. That's what's going to set ourselves up for success with people, to ask for wisdom from above and favor with God and men. Because when we walk in favor with God and men, then I believe, you know, the secret, if you will, to operating in extraordinary levels of favor is to be the recipient of the assignment. Really, it's an assignment God gave you, an assignment. There's an assignment on your life. What is it? Maybe it is to get behind and support others that are actually out more out front. Or maybe you're the one that's to be pushed out front and you're listening to the lies of the enemy and you're not opening your mouth. And it doesn't have to be because you're doing it to get recognition from people. That's not what it's about. It's not about being recognized and have people think you're so great. If that's your goal, then that's a wrong motive. But if it's because you're before an audience of one and your desire is to help people to come to know God because of who you are and what you are and to be able to be in the Word as much as possible so that you can show yourself approved. That's what the Bible says. I keep quoting all these scriptures. You know, I ask God, I said, God, why can't I remember where they all are and quote the where they are all the time? You know, unless I'm looking at them many times, I don't have them all down. And, you know, and then I heard another person say, hey, find some of the things that you feel are like not so great or things that you're beating yourself up about and find out and ask God what's good about that. And so I did that and I thought, oh, okay. It actually probably helps people realize that I'm not so great. I'm not like this walking Bible that I can quote exactly where everything is, but yet I am quoting Bible constantly. Maybe it helps other people feel released that I'm just not so perfect with. I don't know. I'm just asking God for a way to help others. See, to remain humble and realize I'm not all that. I take what platform he has given me to speak to people as an opportunity. I take the platform that he has given me as a way to glorify him and to bring people into his kingdom and to snatch and snatch people out of the enemy's hand, to populate heaven, to shun hell, to bring people into the realization of who God is, that it's God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. That's one God. It's not three gods. It's one God. But yet, it's the ability to understand that God so loved the world, he gave that piece of himself that became a man, took on this earth suit and walked a perfect death, came on point because it was the blood shed. Do you know there's religions out there that are believing there's a need for blood, but they're not shedding it? And then, of course, the enemy is having a field day with blood shed through various ways of leading people to still sacrifice blood or abortion or whatever it is. He's just glorifying in all that. So we have to realize and wake up to the fact that we are living in a world where it's the finished work of Jesus. We don't have to do all that. We don't have to strive to that. It's not about our works or what we do. It's already done for us. It's by faith we receive this salvation gift, and it's available for anybody, and it doesn't matter what you've done. I hope that helps somebody today. So yeah, and again, today, some of the scriptures I read were in Hebrews 12 today. If you'd like to go read Hebrews 12, it's phenomenal. I'll tell you, the word itself comes alive as you're in it more. It's me. I'm on a bike ride and I can go through chapters and chapters at a time in 20 miles. But many times I'm just like hitting the replay button on the same chapter over and over and over because there's so much in it. So I encourage you, Bible Gateway has an audio version. It's free, so you have no excuse. Some of you have the Bible on audio. I would encourage get in it. I personally like to read it more than I like to listen to it, but because I do both. But I definitely utilize my time and be productive. If I'm driving or if I'm working out, I'm always listening to something to be educational so that I can become that light in a dark world, that I'm seeking after the heart of God. And for me, it's definitely, I feel the heart of God is people. He loves people. He loves so much. That word of love so much. And to help so many people to enter the kingdom of heaven and to be able to live with him forever. So with that, Mike, I think that next week I'd love to even pick up a little bit more on favor and just continue to go along the track of where we're at now. I kind of finish the thoughts I have because I know that time is running out for today's show. But I just want to encourage everybody to get in the Word of God, because that's where you're going to be. It's just going to come alive to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's continue that conversation next week because I think it's an important topic to keep talking about. And in the meantime, we want to invite all of you who are listening to go over to Patty's website, because a lot of the things that Patty's talking about are following up on things that we've talked about previously. So you can find all of the previous episodes at her website podcast page at pattysepeda.com/podcast. And you can also find Patty's show over on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify, Google Play. She's on a whole bunch of more different podcast player apps out there as well. So whatever your podcast player of choice is, you can find her there in podcast form. All right. We also want to invite you to follow Patty over on Facebook at Patty Leahy Cepeda, and you can join her there live every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. So you can see her as well as listen to her over on Facebook every Thursday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also be sure to follow Patty on Instagram at Patty_Leahy_Cepeda. All right. So until next time, for Patty Cepeda and everyone here at Get Set Free Now, I'm Mike Lenz. Thank you again for spending part of your day with us, and we can't wait to see you next week.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Get Set Free Now with Patty Cepeda. For unlimited access to previous episodes, faith-based resources, inspirational posts, and more on Patty's own spiritual journey to being set free, please visit us at GetSetFreeNowShow.com. And don't forget to follow Patty on Facebook at Patty Cepeda. That's PattyCepeda. And as always, may God be with you.